Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your strength that is helping us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for your promises and prophecies that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for fighting for us and for giving us victories. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for every good thing you have done in our lives. Thank you for your success and the breakthroughs that we have received. Thank you for opening doors for us. Thank you for moving us forward. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strong protection that is upon us and our family members. Thank you for keeping us in good health. Thank you for keeping us in perfect peace. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. We thank you for more of our prayers that you still has. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful, for we know you have great plans for us. And we know those plans shall come to pass. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the transformation you are doing inside of us. Thank you for the revival you are doing inside of us. Thank you for changing us into new creatures that will please you, serve you, and do your will at all times. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for taking away shame and disgrace from our lives. We also thank you for guiding us through the right path that leads to life. Thank you for directing our paths. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence this night. this midnight to seek your face and to pray and to worship you. O Lord, visit us one by one in Jesus' name. Let us receive great blessings from you tonight in Jesus' name. Let us not leave here empty-handed. Let our lives receive your interventions. Let your glory fill up our lives. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing some worship songs. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you'll never change, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, for all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. From east to west, there is no other God, no like you, Lord, from north to south. I say there is no other God, there is no other God from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. I say there is no other God. Hosanna, Hosanna, thine highest, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. God, lift up your name. God, lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb, there is great power. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. How excellent is your name, O Lord.
How excellent,
How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. He's able, abundantly able to deliver, and to save. And to save, our God is able, abundantly able to deliver, those who trust in Him. He's able. He's able, abundantly able to deliver and to save, Jesus is able. Abundantly able to deliver, those who trust in Him. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with His. My life changed. He touched my life with His. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. You are unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship hearts bow before your truth. We worship at your feet. We bow before your truth. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God. How great you are. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great, all dear to see how great is our God. Holy, are you all? On creation, call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God. How great God you are, God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of the holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Savior, a king of the mountains, my God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave, Savior, Savior. He can move the mountains. My God, He's mighty to save. He's mighty. He's mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Worship the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of heaven and the earth, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the King of the universe, the King of Israel, the Lord of hosts, the Almighty God. Worship him for who he is. He is greater than all, higher than all. He is wiser than all, stronger than all, and mightier than all. He is before all things, and is the one holding all things together. He is the light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. We worship you, Lord. Only you can speak, and your words will come to pass. Only you can reverse things that appear irreversible. Only you can change things that appear unchangeable. Only you can make ways in the wilderness. Only you can bring waters out of deserts. Only you can do impossible things. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted, far above all your enemies, far above all the kingdoms of darkness, far above all the forces of hell. You are highly exalted, far above principalities and powers. We praise you, Lord. You do great and mighty works. You do terrible things in righteousness. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We can trust you, for you are faithful. You are dependable. You are reliable, for you cannot fail. We worship you, Father, and all power belongs to you. All power in heaven, all power on earth, and all power under the earth belongs to you, Lord. Because at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, and of things on earth, and of things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We worship you for the greatness of your name. Blessed be your holy name. We adore you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. For you open doors no man can shut, and you shut doors no man can open. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Savior of our souls, we worship you. Redeemer of our souls, we worship you. Our great deliverer, our great restorer, we praise you. Our rock of safety, we worship you. Our great provider, we praise you, Lord. Be exalted forever. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies that are producing results in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies that are producing results in my life. Thank you for your grace that is upholding me. Thank you for your mercies that is helping me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy that is sustaining me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace that is working in my life. Thank you for your mercies that are working in my life. Thank you for every good thing you have done in my life because of your grace and mercies. Thank you for all the problems you have solved in my life because of your grace and mercies. Thank you for all your interventions in my life because of your grace and mercies. Thank you for your grace that is producing results in my life. Thank you for your mercies that is speaking for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you for making me to go out and come back in peace and not in pieces. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for preserving me from dangers. Thank you for preserving me from accidents. Thank you for preserving my travelings, my journeys, my going out and coming in. Thank you for preserving them all. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing evil to befall me. Thank you for not allowing the arrows that flies in the day to touch me. Thank you for not allowing the plagues and pestilence to reach me. Thank you for not allowing incurable diseases to reach me. Thank you for preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the weapons of my enemies to prevail over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the weapons of my enemies to prevail over me. Thanks for making their weapons to become powerless in my life. Thank you for not allowing their weapons to succeed over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the weapons of my enemies to work on me. Thank you for making me stronger than the weapons of my enemies. Thank you for making me stronger than the weapons my enemies are using to fight me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for uprooting from my life the things that were planted by the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. I say, thank you, Lord, for removing from my lives, all the plantations of darkness. Thank you, Father, for uprooting from my life all that the enemy planted. Thank you for removing from my body, soul, and spirit all that the kingdom of darkness planted. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, you are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for great doors you have opened for me in the year 2025. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Lord, for great doors you have opened for me in the year 2025. Thank you, Father, because as I enter into the new year, I shall begin to see great open doors. I shall begin to walk through great open doors. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the breakthroughs you have already planted in the new year for me. Thank you for the open doors you have already done in the new year for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making it impossible. impossible for the enemy to understand your plans for my life. So thank you, Father, for making it impossible for my enemies to understand your will and purpose for my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for making it difficult and impossible for my enemies to understand your plans for my life. Thank you for making it impossible for my enemies to understand your will and purpose for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for renewing my strength so that I can serve you more, so that I can serve you with my strength. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for renewing my strength so that I can do more spiritual exercises, so that I can pray more, so that I can fast more. Thank you for renewing my strength, so that I can serve you more. Thank you for renewing my strength, so that I can do a lot of spiritual exercises that will enable me draw closer to you, that will enable me grow spiritually. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to pray. You can say, thank you, Lord, for all my prayers that you have answered in this year. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. It is not everybody that has prayed that always get answers to their prayers. Thank God, because he answered your prayers when you prayed. Say, thank you, Lord, for all my prayers that you have answered in this year, 2024. Thank you for all that I trusted you for, that you did in my life. Thank you for all that I prayed for, that you released into my life. Thank you for all my prayers that you have answered in this year. Thank you, because you will still answer more of my prayers in this year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the troubles that I experienced in this year to destroy my life. So thank you, Lord, for not allowing the challenges, the troubles that I experienced in this year to destroy my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for not allowing the problems I encountered in this year to destroy my life. Continue to pray like that. Say thank you, Lord, for not allowing the satanic attacks that came upon me in this year to conquer me. Thank you for not allowing the battles that confronted me in this year to waste my life. Thank you for not allowing the troubles and sorrows and pains and difficulties that I faced in this year to destroy my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to overcome temptations and trials that I've not been able to overcome. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body to overcome temptations and trials that have been stronger than me. Oh Lord, strengthen me to overcome them. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me to overcome battles of darkness that I haven't been able to overcome. Strengthen me to overcome powers of darkness that I haven't been able to conquer. Strengthen me, O Lord, to overcome demonic attacks, witchcraft attacks, satanic attacks that I haven't been able to overcome. O Lord, strengthen me now. Strengthen me, my spirit. Strengthen me, my soul. Strengthen me in my body. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from within me every seed of darkness that is making me too weak to overcome battles. The fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from within me every seed of darkness that is making me too weak to conquer battles, that is making me too weak to overcome, that is making me too weak to be victorious, too weak to be successful, too weak to be prosperous. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove the seed now. In the name of Jesus, remove the seed right now. In the name of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. Remove them right now. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from within me every plantation of darkness that is making me to become weaker than my enemies, that is making me to become too weak to conquer battles. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You can say, Father, release upon me anointing to excel and succeed and prosper in those things where I have once failed, in those areas where I have encountered failure. Oh Lord, anoint me to succeed in them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me anointing to succeed, anointing to excel, anointing to prosper in the same things where I had once failed. Oh Lord, put upon me now anointing for excellence. In the name of Jesus. Anointing to succeed. Anointing to excel. Anointing to prosper in those things where I had failed before, in those areas of my life where I have failed before. Oh Lord, anoint me now to succeed in them all. In the name of Jesus, anoint me for great success. Even as I enter into the new year, anoint me for great success. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, my hands shall do great things. My hands shall achieve great things. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, my two hands shall do great things. My two hands shall achieve great things. My two hands shall create great things. My two hands shall write great things. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, my two hands shall invent great things. powerful things that will bless lives, greater powerful things that will change lives shall be done through my hands. Greater powerful things that will bless my generation shall come out of my hands. In the name of Jesus, my hands shall do great things. My hands shall produce great things. My hands shall produce solutions to the problems in my generation. In the name of Jesus, my hands shall produce solutions to the problems affecting my generation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, you, my soul, shall henceforth begin to desire things that God desires. You're going to say, you, my soul, shall henceforth begin to desire the same things that God desires. My soul shall begin to want the same things that God wants. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The control of your life is inside your soul. It is in your soul that you make decisions. It is in your soul that you make choices. So begin to speak to your soul. Say, you, my soul, shall henceforth begin to desire the same things that God desires. You, my soul, shall henceforth begin to want the same things that God wants. You, my soul, shall henceforth begin to crave the same thing that God craves for. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, my desire shall become God's desire. God's desire shall become my desire. God's will shall become my will. The things God wants shall become what I want from this moment onward. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, you, my soul, shall not want something different, something contrary to what God wants. In the name of Jesus, you, my soul, shall not desire something different, something contrary to what God desires from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, the will of God shall become my will. Begin to talk to your soul. Say, the will of God shall become my craving. The will of God shall become my interest. The will of God shall become my excitement. The will of God shall become my passion. From this day onwards, the will of God shall become my addiction. The will of God shall become the only thing that gives me joy. and happiness and pleasure and satisfaction from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the light of God that will enlighten my understanding of God's purpose for my life. You need to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the light of God that will enlighten my understanding of God's calling for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive the light of God into my mind. I receive the light of God into my soul. I receive the light of God into my spirit that will make me understand deeply the calling of God for my life. I receive the light of God that will make me understand deeply the purpose of God for my life. In the name of Jesus. I receive the light of God that will enlighten my understanding of God's purpose for my life. I receive that light right now in the name of Jesus. The light of God that will enlighten my knowledge and understanding of God's plans, of God's purpose, of God's will, and of God's calling for my life. I receive that light right now. The light of God will make me to understand the length and the breadth and the height and the depth of God's purpose and calling for my life. I receive that light right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive that light right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every prison of darkness that have captured my mind, that have captured my brain, so that the voice of God will not enter my mind, so that inspiration will not enter my mind. Begin to say, I command that such prison to break into pieces right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. Every inspiration and voice of God and revelation, they will travel from your spirit into your head. Until they enter your mind, you can't know what is going on in your spirit. You can't know what has been deposited in your spirit. So every revelation and inspiration must travel from your spirit into your mind before you can receive them and know them. So begin to pray. Say, every prison of darkness that have captured my mind, that have captured my brain from receiving the voice of God, from receiving inspiration, from receiving divine inspiration, from receiving divine revelations. Let the fire of God break them into pieces right now. I command them to be broken into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. I command every prison of darkness that have trapped my mind to break into pieces now in the name of Jesus. Every prison of darkness that have captured my mind and are preventing me from hearing the voice of God and from receiving divine direction from God, I command them to break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command the fire of God to arrest every monitoring spirit from the realm of darkness that is following my life every week. Because I command the fire of God to arrest them forever. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to say, I command the fire of God to arrest every monitoring spirit, every monitoring devil, every monitoring darkness that is following my life every week. I command the fire of God to arrest them forever. Let them be arrested right now. Let them be arrested right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, arrest them now. Every monitoring demon, every monitoring darkness, every monitoring spirit from hell, every monitoring spirit from the realm of darkness that is monitoring the affairs of my life, I decree that the fire of God arrest them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God release unto me every blessing God has released, but He are yet to locate me. Every blessing that belongs to me that I've been released from heaven, but are yet to reach me, let the fire of God release them unto me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God release them unto me now. Every blessing and help that heaven have already released for me, but are yet to reach me, Let the fire of God bring them to me. Right now, let the fire of the Holy Ghost bring them to me right now. In the name of Jesus. Let them come right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every blessing, every favor, every help, every promotion, every greatness, every elevation, every prosperity that heaven have already released unto me, but they are yet to reach me, let the fire of God bring them unto me. Right now, in Jesus' name, let the fire of God bring them to me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, illuminate the eyes of my heart to see the things you have wanted me to see for a very long time. You can say, Father, illuminate the eyes of my heart to see those things you have wanted me to see for a very long time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, illuminate the eyes of my heart with your light. Illuminate the eyes of my heart with your light and make me see those things that you have wanted me to see. Make me see those revelations you have wanted me to see for a very long time. Make me see them now. In the name of Jesus. Make me see them now. In the name of Jesus. Make me see them now. I believe you're praying like that. Some of you, there are visions and revelations that you should have seen since 3 years ago, even since 5 years ago. Yeah, but because your spiritual eyes is too weak and too blind, continue to say, Father, illuminate the eyes of my heart. Illuminate the eyes of my heart with your light to see the things you have wanted me to see for a long time. Oh Lord, illuminate my heart. Open up the eyes of my heart. Strengthen the eyes of my heart. Revive the eyes of my heart. Awaken the eyes of my heart to see them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every limitation of darkness that have been prevailing over my life since the day I was born till now. I command them to break into pieces now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are some limitations that can allow you to succeed in some areas, but they will not allow you to succeed in some other areas. There are some limitations that are very specific about your life and destiny. They know where to limit in your life. So pray this prayer very well. There are some limitations that are only after your spiritual life, only after your spiritual growth. Pray it. Say, I command every limitation of darkness that have been prevailing over my life since the day I was born up to now. I command them to break into pieces. In the name of Jesus, every limitation of darkness, every limitation of demons, every limitation of curses, limitation of covenants of darkness, every limitation of witchcraft that have been prevailing over my life and destiny from the day I was born till now, I command them to break into pieces right now. Let them break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, I command them to break into pieces. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to pray. Yeah, we have prayed this particular prayer. I want to tell you to pray now. We have prayed it several times on this platform. Yeah, but you are going to pray it again. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, plant in my spirit, soul, and body a fire that will enable me pray for long hours. So Holy Spirit, plant in my spirit, soul, and body a fire that will enable me pray for long hours. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I have said it before that there are some breakthroughs that cannot happen until you pray for long hours. There are some demons that can't leave your life until you pray for long hours. There are some deliverance that will never happen. Prosperity that will never happen. Transformation that will never happen until you pray for long hours. But there is no shortcut to getting divine interventions. The Holy Spirit, plant inside my spirit, soul, and body a fire that will make me pray for long hours alone. Not when I'm in a prayer session or in a prayer meeting. That will be able to pray for long hours alone by myself. Holy Spirit, put that fire in me right now. in the name of Jesus. Put the fire in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Fire that will enable me stay in God's presence and pray and worship for hours. In the name of Jesus, put that fire in me right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost uproots every fear in me that the enemy is using to limit my life and to control my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot the fear right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every fear in me that the devil is using to limit my life, to limit my destiny, and to control me, be uprooted now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every fear, every anxiety, every fear of the future, every fear of whatever, fear of the unknown in me, that said that I'm giving power to the devil to limit and control my life, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them out of my life. Every fear in my soul that Satan is using to control my life and to limit my life, I command you to come out by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, from this day onwards, everything I do shall succeed and prosper. And everything I lay my hands upon shall succeed and prosper. Failure shall have no place in my life. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that all over your life. Begin to say, from this day onwards, everything I do shall prosper. Everything I do shall succeed. Everything I do with my hands shall succeed and prosper. Everything I lay my hands upon shall succeed and excel. In the name of Jesus, failure shall have no place in my life any longer. Failure shall have no place in my life anymore. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of failure following my life, I arrest you and I cast you out of my life forever. You shall no longer be able to operate in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, do you know that much of the things people fear is what usually happens to them? Yeah, some people, they are afraid that they will be poor and they will have no money to spend. And that is exactly what will happen to them. So if they are afraid that they will contract a sickness or a disease, and eventually they will get that disease and the sickness. Yeah, so if they are afraid of falling into sin, and eventually they will fall into that sin. Yeah, I'm not saying that you should desire to sin, but I'm saying that it is faith that gives you victory. It is faith that makes you to overcome sin. But when you are beginning to be scared that certain things will happen to you, they always will happen to you. Yeah, so fear always attracts evil. The things you are afraid of are the things that will happen to you. Yeah, that is why the devil will first of all put the fear in your heart. So when you welcome the fear, then the evil that is connected to that fear will not happen to you. Yeah, but if the fear is missing, then the evil connected to the fear will not happen. So people, they are afraid that the business they are doing will fail, and then the business fails. Some, they are afraid that they will suffer a great problem, and then eventually the problem will happen to them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. So as Christians, you should fear nothing. You should only fear God. You should fear nothing. Yeah, because it is the things you fear that will always happen to you. Yeah, you should be moved by faith and not fear. You should live by faith and not by fear. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, I command every fear in me that Satan has planted in me so that evil can happen to me. Every fear Satan has planted in me to make sure that evil happens to me, I command that fear to come out right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I command every fear Satan has planted into me in order to make evil to happen to me. I command the fear to disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, every fear that witches and wizards have planted inside me so that their operations can succeed over me, I command the fear to come out right now. In the name of Jesus, every fear that the principalities have planted inside of me to make sure that evil happens to me, I command that fear to come out right now. I command the fears to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear that the situations and issues of life have planted into me so that evil can be attracted into my life. I command those fears to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I choose to live by faith and not by fear. I choose to be controlled by faith and not by fear. I choose to be moved by faith and not by fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to lift up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the divine keys to unlock my greatness in the year 2025. You can say, I receive divine keys, I receive heavenly keys to unlock my greatness in the year 2025. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven to unlock the greatness of my calling and destiny in the year 2025. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive the heavenly keys to unlock my greatness, to unlock my success, to unlock my promotion, to unlock my elevation, to unlock my riches and wealth. In the next year, I receive the keys right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put upon me anointing that will draw the right people that my life need, the right people that my life and destiny need. Put upon me the anointing that will draw them into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, put on me the anointing that will draw into my life the right people that my life and destiny need at this time. The right people that my calling and destiny need at this time. Holy Spirit, put on me the anointing that will draw those people into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Put upon me the anointing right now. Put upon me the anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. The anointing that will make the right people to become attracted towards me. The anointing that will make my destiny helpers to become attracted into my life. Holy Spirit, put that anointing on me now. Pour that anointing upon me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive new garment from heaven. New garment of glory, new garment of honor. I receive new garment from heaven now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive new garment from heaven, garment of glory, garment of honor. Garment of glory, garment of honor, I receive now in the name of Jesus. Garment of celebration, garment of rejoicing, I receive new garment right now from heaven. Garment of greatness. Garment of honor, I receive right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to lift up your right hand. You're going to say, I receive anointing to praise God in the beauty of His holiness. You can say, I receive anointing to praise God according to His greatness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive anointing to praise God, to magnify God as He is in glory. To praise God according to the greatness of Him. I receive the anointing to praise God, to magnify God in the beauty of His greatness. In the beauty of His highness, in the beauty of His holiness. Begin to say, I receive the anointing to praise God with the understanding of who He is. Say, I receive the grace and anointing to praise God with the understanding of His greatness. with the understanding of his dominion, with the understanding of his power and authority, I receive grace to praise God with an heart full of such understanding. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, flush out every poison of darkness in my spirit, soul, and body. Blood of Jesus, flush them out." Open your mouth and pray like that. Blood of Jesus, flush out every deposit of darkness in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Blood of Jesus, flush them out right now. In the name of Jesus, flush them out right now. In the name of Jesus, flush them out right now. In the name of Jesus, every deposit of darkness, every poison of darkness in my spirit, soul, and body, blood of Jesus, neutralize them. Remove them. Eliminate them. Destroy them. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray 10 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Arise, O God, and descend upon every realm of darkness where the affairs of my life and destiny are being manipulated." Say, "Arise, O God, descend upon those realms and destroy them all." Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, "Arise, O God, descend upon every realm of darkness where the affairs of my life have been controlled and manipulated. Every coven of darkness, realms of darkness, altars of darkness, where the affairs of my life have been controlled for him, manipulated for him. O God, arise and descend upon those realms and waste them all right now. In the name of Jesus, descend upon those realms and waste them all. continue to pray like that. Arise now. Fall upon them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 9 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I disconnect myself from every satanic network. You're going to say, I disconnect my life and environment from every satanic network that is enforcing evil on earth. I disconnect myself. I disconnect my life. I disconnect my marriage. I disconnect my environment. I disconnect my career from every satanic network that is enforcing evil on earth. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. I disconnect my life from every witchcraft network, demonic network, satanic network that are enforcing evil to prevail in the head. I disconnect from those network. I ascend above such network right now in the name of Jesus. I ascend above such satanic and demonic networks in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 8 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, uproot from my soul every wrong idea, every lie, every false teaching that Satan is using to rule over my life. The blood of Jesus, uproot them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every wrong idea, every lie I have embraced, I have believed, thinking that is the right thing. Every false teaching in my mind, in my soul, that is giving Satan a legal ground to rule over my life. Every wrong mindset, every wrong attitude, every wrong habit that is giving Satan an upper hand over my life, blood of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the ground open and swallow up every wall of barrier Satan have built around my life to block good things from entering into my life. Father, let the head open and swallow up those walls right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, let the head open up and swallow up every wall of barrier the kingdom of darkness has built around my life, around my calling, around my destiny, around my family, around my home, around my environment, to block good things from entering. Father, let the head open now and swallow them up forever. In the name of Jesus. Let the ground open and swallow them up right now. In the name of Jesus, let those walls sink into the ground. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God destroy every distraction. The kingdom of darkness have planted around me to stop me from growing spiritually, to stop me from knowing God intimately. Let the hand of God destroy those distractions. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every distraction that has been planted all around me to keep me busy with wrong things, to keep me busy always with carnal things, let the hand of God destroy those distractions. In the name of Jesus, every distraction Satan has set around me, before me, behind me, to keep me walking in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit, let it be destroyed now by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus, every distraction Satan has set all around me to make me go down spiritually, to make me grow far from God, let the hand of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, I believe you know that there are conditional promises from God. Yeah, and there are conditional prophecies from God. Yeah, so which means not everything that God says in this category of conditional promises or prophecies will come to pass. Yeah. By conditional, it means there are things that you must do before that promise of God will come to pass. Yeah, so if you fail to do your own part, if you fail to do your responsibility, the promise will fail. And it is not because God fails. It is because you failed. Yeah, so you're going to pray that you will not fail to do your own part so that God's promise for your life can happen. You can just feel, Holy Spirit, help me to do my own part concerning the fulfillment of God's promise for my life. So Holy Spirit, teach me to do my own part concerning the fulfillment of God's promise for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to do my own responsibility concerning the fulfillment of God's voice in my life, concerning the fulfillment of God's plans for my life, concerning the fulfillment of God's promises and prophecies for my life. Holy Spirit, help me to do my own part. In the name of Jesus, help me not to fail in doing my own part. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. Do you know that most times your own part is what you don't want to do? I mean your own part concerning receiving the fulfillment of God's promise for your life is actually what you don't like to do and what you don't feel like doing. Yeah, but until you do that part, what God has said will not happen. Yeah, so that is why you must be very selfless to be able to receive God's promises. I mean, to be able to receive the fulfillment of God's promises. Yeah, because you don't really know that thing that you have to do that will release, that will make the heaven open and make the will of God to happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to do what I must do for God's promise to happen in my life, even if those things are not convenient, even if those things are not convenient to me, even if those things are not comfortable to me. Holy Spirit, help me to do it. Begin to pray like that. Say, help me, Holy Spirit, to do the things that I must do, the step I must take, the decision I must make, that will enable me to receive the fulfillment of God's promise. Holy Spirit, help me to do it, even if it's the things I hate to do, even if there are things that are not comfortable with me. Holy Spirit, help me to do it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every spirit of darkness that is always pushing me to go in an opposite direction of God's will. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness that always push me to go in an opposite direction of God's will and of God's plans for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There's a spirit that keeps making people do opposite of what God wants them to do. They're always doing opposite. That kind of spirit wants to destroy their lives. Pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every spirit of darkness that always push me to go against God's will and God's plans for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every spirit of darkness that makes me to find interest in the wrong things, and that make me to lose interest in the right things, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open before me a great door that will lead to a great transformation. in every area of my life a great, glorious transformation. In every area of my life, Lord, open that door before me and make me enter through the door. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open before me a great door that will lead to a great, glorious transformation in my life. A great, glorious transformation of every area of my life. Oh Lord, open such door before me now and make me walk through the door in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Make me move through the door. I want to see great and glorious transformation in every area of my life. Oh Lord, open before me the door that will make it happen. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, give me a great financial establishment in the year 2025 that will make me to have all my needs met. A great financial establishment that will make me lack nothing. Oh Lord, give me that kind of establishment in the next year. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, give me a great and strong financial establishment in the new year. That will make me lack nothing. That will make me have all my needs met. That will make me always have everything I need. Oh Lord, give me that establishment in the name of Jesus. Give me the establishment now in the name of Jesus. Financial establishment that will make me lack nothing. Father, give to me in the new year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your love and faithfulness. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for your name that is highly exalted above every other names. And thank you for a lot of deliverances and miracles, that your name, that the name of Jesus have given to us, be exalted, O Lord, forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence and power that is producing all that we need and all that you want for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We have prayed concerning many things in this place tonight. I ask, O Lord, that you answer these prayers in the lives of everyone here, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the kind of success you were not able to have in this year, you shall find it already waiting for you in the next year, in the name of Jesus. The kind of glory and honor and greatness that you were not able to have in this year, I decree that they shall be waiting for you, and they shall fall upon you as you enter the new year in the name of Jesus. The grace of God that makes fulfilling destiny his, fulfilling purpose, fulfilling divine purpose and divine calling his, I decree that such grace shall appear in your life in the name of Jesus. The grace of God that makes knowing God his, hearing from God and receiving messages from God his, that grace shall appear in your life now in Jesus' name. The power of God that solves all kinds of problems. The power of God that destroys all kinds of obstacles and barriers and limitations. That power shall begin to operate in your life from this day henceforth, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the honor of the Lord shall manifest upon you and shall terminate every form of shame you're already going through. The honor, the royal honor from the throne of God shall come upon your life and shall destroy the shame in the name of Jesus. Every prison of darkness that have trapped your mind, trapped your brain from receiving the understanding and knowledge and inspiration and revelations and insights that God wants you to receive in your mind, I decree that those prisons break into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. The things that God has wanted you to see for a long time, you shall now begin to see them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.